Iraqis have been through a terrible time and are grateful for any safety or security they can find. That's what Ms. Valerie Amos, the UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, said during a visit to the Kanke camp in Dohuk, northern Iraq, on Saturday. She said she spoke with families recently displaced by the violence. She heard what she described as horrendous stories of brutality carried out by ISIL, also known as ISIS, on ordinary children, women, and men.
The violence and brutality that's meted out to women and girls is the thing that has really struck me today. People telling me their stories and almost unable to speak, but wanting to talk about what it has been like fleeing from the violence and the threat of ISIS.
To help these displaced families, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia recently donated $50 million to the United Nations. Other donors have also come forward with support. Ms. Amos said without those funds, the UN would not have been able to provide as much support as they have.
That money, 70% of it, has gone to the procurement of urgently needed supplies, tents, food, medicines, and the rest has gone to help us to support people who are living in camps, people who are living in informal settlements. There are so many IDPs, internally displaced people, here in the Kurdistan region, particularly here in Dohuk, where I am now, who have benefited from those resources.
The humanitarian chief added that a clear strategy is needed from the Iraqi government, setting out the scale of the challenge and the resources they have to tackle it. She said the UN will work to complement the Iraqi government's efforts and make sure the people of Iraq are not forgotten.
There are so many crises around the world today. We are seeing an unprecedented number of global crises. We must ensure that we don't forget the people of Iraq. 1.8 million of them displaced since January, 600,000 of them since August.
Meanwhile, Ms. Amos said the UN and all its partners, including local civil society organizations, will continue to focus on providing life-saving assistance ahead of the winter. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.